Yeah, what up world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Your host, your man, Pretty Tony, your boy, along with the man always scooted down in the back with Lokes on as we cruise through these L.A. streets, scoping everything out because you never know. We trying to get them before they get us. Sir K. Dizzle, Esquire, the Elixir of Love. What's up, family?
What's up, Big T? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show, and wherever you're at, I hope your head is dry.
Absolutely, and hopefully you're warm. We always want to make sure that the good people out there know that they are tuned in to the show, and also this hour is brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. They are the sponsors of the show. Shout out to the whole World Movement family. Once again, you're rolling with your boys. This week's show is called From Something, From Nothing to Something. How do I get there? Life in the inner city is hard, complicated, and dangerous. The path to being a better man or a woman is almost impossible, but it can be done. We started off the show with Mr. Lupe Fiasco, letting y'all know it's an all-black everything. And that's what we're about on here, man. We're trying to promote love, unity, blessings. We're trying to promote betterment. Shout out to all my folks in the Occupy movement that's gone global now. They're trying to portray us as whack jobs and people that don't have a mission or don't have a message. And, yeah, when you walk into a crowd and you go choose the bum that's sleeping under the tent rather than the brother or sister, be they white, black, or white, that's trying to tell you something, of course we're going to get portrayed as coops and fruits. But the message is that it is time for change. The message is that it is time for the downtrodden to have their moment in the sun. That is the message. The message is that you're locking away brothers and sisters of all races in record amounts for having 5 or 10 rocks in their hand while somebody who's disappeared with trillions of dollars, a faceless corporation, nobody is being held accountable. So if y'all want a messenger, come holler at your boy, because I guarantee you I'm not no kook. I'm not no bum. I'm not nobody that's just out there to break glass and all that. People are tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired. 99% of us are 2 paychecks away from homelessness. Anybody that checks the show out, I want you to lock that into your head. You are 2 paychecks away from homelessness. Keep that in your mind. So big ups to the Occupy movement that I've heard has made it all the way to Kingston, Jamaica. I've heard it's, man, keep it up. To my folks in Oakland, keep your head up. But we're moving on today from nothing to something. How do we get there? Coming up out the ghetto, one of the few people that we had to idolize was the local dope dealer, maybe the pimp or the player in our neighborhoods. That is what we idolized. Those were our definition of success, a baller. You know, one of the little homies or one of the older OGs, you know what I mean, made enough movement that he was able.
I had a cousin, man, that was a singer that had a process.
Say that again?
I said I had a cousin that was a singer that had a process hairdo, a conk, what they used to call him. But that was kind of like my inspiration because they kind of all look the same to me. You know what I'm saying? The entertainers, the singers, the pimps, the players, they all kind of dressed the same in my era. You know, they always had the clothes, the cars, and that whole little thing. But all that was addictive.
Yes, sir. And we thought being ghetto fabulous was the way to be. But what is the definition of making it? That's what we're questioning today. Is it suddenly because you're financially ahead? Have you made it? Did getting a few dollars in your pocket make you a better person, or did it magnify the asshole that you've always been? As Kanye would say, you've become sophisticated ignorance.
I think sometimes you can't have one without the other.
Please explain yourself.
Well, because until you've experienced some things in life, it's kind of impossible for one to say how they're going to react, you know, because, I mean, it's common sense to tell you if you don't have any money, haven't came from money, all of a sudden you come into money, the first thing you do is go out and do the things that you want to do, or treat yourself to the things that you never had. You go out and splurge and go do all that. And with that also comes a false sense of power, you know, because money does corrupt. And if you have money, people will do almost anything. Should I say some people do almost anything for money? And if you're the one that have the money, the weapon, and you wielding that weapon, you know, it could corrupt one very easily. And we see that happen all the time.
Okay, okay. That's my man's definition right there. And it does absolutely corrupt. Because then a lot of times it takes to establish, okay, this, just put it, you have to experience some things before you can correct some things and say, okay, this is what's right, this is what's wrong, this is how we're going to do it. But how many of us are reaching back to help some people adjust the radar? How many people are giving back a little bit after you've made it? Now, it's making it that I've moved out to the burbs, left everybody behind, and I don't give two tweets in hell how my family back in the hood is doing. And the flip side of that coin is also when I so-called made it, why is it suddenly that everybody seems to see me differently?
Why do you always, why does it always look like you become the target now? You also, you became Bank of Tony. You know, you have endless pockets, you know, and the minute that you can't give your brother $35,000 to go buy a pigeon to race, all of a sudden you're not a brother no more.
Absolutely. And how do we deal with that? Because then the feeling of isolation comes in because you can't even go back.
Well, they said it's lonely at the top. That came from somewhere.
It is. Yes, sir, it is lonely at the top.
I think whoever said that from experience, you know. I mean, because sometimes, and you could be the most generous person in the world, but you can't give everything to everybody because at some point you have to stop. Other than that, you won't have anything for yourself. So it's always going to be somebody that's not going to be satisfied with
and
your.
And like they say, you can't make everybody happy all the
you
time
can't.
Because,
it's
like you said, the moment you don't give to one person, you phony or you fake them. You know, KD, as a matter of fact, that takes me back to a story, you know, when you got your little $20,000 and I asked you for $500, you know, to pay a few bills and you flaked on a brother. I thought you was phony as hell, brother. I knew you had it, KD. Why you didn't loan me the $500, bro, when you done loaned it to everybody else?
To see, you probably didn't know at that time that I was loaned out and I was upside down. But see, that's what happens.
Pay more money, more problems.
But see, that's what happens, though. See, when one man got his hand in another man's pocket without knowing that other man's obligations, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that happens a lot, too. You know, until you walk in somebody's shoes, it's really hard to say what you will and will not do or what you can and cannot do.
Okay, okay. And that's how we're going to say welcome to the show, everybody. I see y'all out there. All my Twitter folks, I'm going to get at y'all right now. 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. Today we're discussing making it from nothing to something. How much do a brother got to give before I start getting called fake and phony? Am I loaned out at the top? Why is it that when you've worked hard or did whatever it is you had to do, hustle hard, went to college, played football, basketball, whatever it is you do, bust your ass as the busboy, and now suddenly you're the manager of the store. Why is it that suddenly you fake or phony when folks claim you made it, and suddenly there's this big old target on your back?
Well, it couldn't be because the dude that just became the store manager right now is still driving a old Malibu, but he's telling girls he meet that you know, he's part owner of the store.
It could be. It could be. We're going to take a quick little musical break, and we'll be right back. You know, we're celebrating us today, and us
yes,
being
yes.
anybody who was about something. Real. Stick and stay, y'all.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Yeah. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. What? Follow us around and make the show fun.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had.
She rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest list. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the West Side. Let me see them
hands up in the air.
Two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air, yeah.
Three times for the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air,
yeah. Now I'ma
hit this drink up. Ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing nothing. I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play Live in the building with your boy Pretty Tony and K Dizzle. That was Big Sean, you know, hitting it up like it's our last. I'm a firm believer in trying to find as much joy as you can in this life because there's so many things to give us sorrow. So please, ladies and gentlemen, as each day goes by, appreciate each day. Try to be better than you were the day before. Today we're discussing from nothing to something. How do we get there? And what exactly is making it in this life? A lot of times we attach financial success to making it. But they are rich assholes. They are rich people who don't give a damn about next man. Is that truly making it? Is there a more philosophical view of making it? Can making it be that I'm striving to be a better man today than I was yesterday, despite the circumstances of my life? Is making it, I've become a better father, a better husband, a better brother, a better son, a better human being? Now, a lot of people that are going through trials and tribulations in life, if I were to say, well, you know, my riches lie in the fact that I'm trying to be better than I was before, as the blunt fell out their hand, they'd probably fall out laughing. Like, get out of here with that bull crap, dog. You broke. Why is it we can't acknowledge when somebody's striving for better inside, then they're going to work on the exterior? Is it a load of bull crap? Talk to me, K. Dizzle.
I don't know, man. I guess it's different depending on each individual. I'm not sure I understood your question, though.
My question is, does being making it have to be financial? How about making it spiritually, brother?
Well, oh man, well, see, that's a hell of a can of worms right there.
I hear you already laughing. Go ahead.
One, because in our society, our world, the world in which we live in is just a monetary system. That's just the way it is. And your stature is really based on your wealth. You know what I'm saying? In old days when you got married, you know, you got a dowry, you got all kind of stuff. But even then, everything you did was based on how many donkeys or how many horses or how many chickens you had. Everything in this country is based on wealth. And I guess it depends on what one would consider as making it, you know what I'm saying? Because some people require more than others. Some people feel like they're spiritually satisfied, you know, they're in the hands of the Lord, you know, so they don't require worldly possessions. And I'm sure if you talk to a lot of those homeless people, they have that mentality as well. They feel like they don't even want the house and overhead, the insurance and all this and all that. And it's not to say you or I or the listeners have to agree with that train of thought, but it is a thought. You know, so it,
well,
it's different.
If I used to be a stick-up kid, brother, if I used to be that brother you see coming, you tuck your wallet or your mama tuck her purse, if I was the type of cat who I'm liable to come to your window at night and I done found Jesus or Allah or I done became a Buddhist or I've enrolled in programs to work on myself on a personal level and I feel as though I've kind of made it. Why is it that there are those who want to chuckle when I go back and be like, I done made it, dog? And they're like, dog, you're still on the bus, but you're like, nah, I done made it.
Well, see, first of all, if you was one of those stick-up kids used to come to somebody's window and stuff, I would just hope that you didn't come to my window late at night trying to tell me that you made it and you didn't change. Because, see, I might remember you how you used to be. So it all depends. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on how someone present themselves, man. And I think that's the same with anything you do in life. Presentation is everything. You know, it just really is. You know, but that question still remains, you know, what do one consider as making it? It's different for different people. Some people want a house, the all-American dream. You know, they want a house and they want a job, you know, and they just want to live from check to check. They don't care nothing about owning no business and nothing like that. They just want, you know, to do it the way society say they're supposed to do it. But, you know, they don't realize that they're just renting that house for 30 years. But, you know, they'll get it.
And that is the truth, because the moment you can't pay that mortgage, going back to my prior comment, the moment you can't pay that mortgage, Mr. Banker Man telling you, you got to roll.
Oh, no, don't forget about the tax man. Come on now. Don't forget about the tax man.
Even
before there was an IRS back in the Cowboys days, the tax man was gaffling up people's property.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So Which one is more important to you, your spiritual success or your material success? It is one of the greatest questions of this life. And who is the judge of if we're successful or not? What does it take when all you've known is negativity? What does it take for you to branch out from the dysfunctional root that spawned you and grow into a fully functioning, good citizen of this country or any country of the world? What does it take?
Are people selling their souls to the devil for financial security?
Damn good question. And we're going to get deeper into it today. We're going to get deeper into it for all you Puritans and do-gooders out there, for all you folks out there who have an opinion about moral issues and stuff of that nature. If a young lady is going around selling herself to make a profit so that her life can be better, she can pay for her college education and her home and her car and take care of her kids, and you have another young lady that's just promiscuous and is just doing it just to do it, which one is truly the hope? And is she selling her soul for material things, even as she drives the Mercedes-Benz and has a nice condo? The things she has done to acquire it is less than
culture. I don't know, man. See, I would be kind of suspect of the school thing, man, because, see, they done wore that one out over the years. I don't want our listeners to think that I know any of those kind of people and I've been up in them kind of places and I've talked to any of those people and I've heard this before. Somebody else told me. Somebody told me. I want that to be clear. Somebody told me that strippers always say that they're doing to put themselves through school. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Hold on, K. Diddy. I ain't going to let you slide out of this one, because this is not the first time I've heard you quick to throw up there that you've been told that too many strippers are going to college. This kind of sounds personal, brother.
They call that plausible deniability.
Now,
I'll never incriminate myself.
You got the Fifth Amendment for that, brother. You have the Fifth Amendment for that, my brother. Now,
but the rumor is they always say that's what they're doing it for, and I disagree. Some of them doing it because they just like to do it. You know, they like the lifestyle. They like the fast money. You know what I'm saying? They like the power that they get, you know, because they know they can play with people whenever they choose. I think they like the whole little lifestyle. So maybe that's their idea of making it.
Now, I got the HR. Would they be considered successful? Would she be considered successful?
Probably in her world. If there were any other girls in her employ or in her network, she may be making more money than them. She may have a better house, better car, better lifestyle than them. So based on her radar, she may think she has made it.
Okay.
You know, because people compare themselves with their surroundings.
Huh? No, sir. Yeah. I'm asking you the question directly, sir.
Would I feel like she made it?
For somebody like you, would you consider her successful or Puritan?
Would I consider her successful if that's what she's
into?
And that's, let me see. Would I consider her? Well, I don't know. Probably if she's where she wants to be and she's happy and she ain't hurt nobody, I would say she's successful in the lifestyle she chose for herself. Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay. That's a fair response, sir. That's a fair response. For all you down, my folks on Twitter, I'm going to throw the question out to you in a moment for my Facebook people and all that. I'm going to throw the question out. Can you be successful if you're selling coochie for a living?
Heidi Fleiss did it. Was she successful to you? I'm just saying, was she successful to you? Heidi Fleiss did it, and I think they've been doing it for generations. So, you know, hey.
Well, I'm going to give you my personal and humble opinion. I don't knock nobody's hustle. If you went from nothing to something and you got there by doing what you got to do, and like K. Diddy said, you ain't hurt nobody, who are we to judge based upon our own preconceived notions of what's wrong and what's right? While, like I said, you got some individual females out there just going around doing it for free. You know, how is she any different from somebody who got six baby daddies and broke? Well, she done slept with a couple different brothers, and she got a lifestyle that's comfortable in her eyes. Who are we to judge? But here's
exactly. She's just a good, not so free hoe.
So there we are. You have our personal opinions on it. 646-929-2870. Guest 8983, I see you. Hello, welcome to the show. For everybody that checks us out in the archives every week, you know we ain't got nothing but love for you. And as always, the show is brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music, check out the books, check out the upcoming films. There's just a whole lot going on over there at worldmovement.com. And, of course, you know, check your boy out. Play a Step Your Game Up, Playerology. Who is she and what is she to you, the books that are out there trying to do our thing, trying to get our hustle so we can be described as successful. We ain't rich yet. But K. Bitter, do you consider us successful, sir, as we're on the grind?
Yeah, considering all things, absolutely, because a whole lot of people is doing a whole lot of nothing. You know, a whole lot of people have been doing this a lot longer than we have and haven't succeeded as far as we've done. So if you consider all things, yes, I would say that we're doing okay. We're right where God wants us to be at this particular juncture.
Y'all, that's probably the first time y'all heard K. Diddy get deep. My man said we are right where God wants us as we are marching forward. Yo. Gonna play, riding with y'all. Don't go nowhere. Music coming to you courtesy of World Movement Records. Holla back.
Yeah. This is Malcolm X, Fidel Castro, you know, Idi Amin.
out my door.
Yes, indeed. 10 Steps from World Movement Records. Check it out. Download your digital copy, www.worldmovement.com. Your boy Pretty Tony back once again, along with K Dizzle, as we discuss from nothing to something. And I just put it out there to my Twitter folks, one of the questions that I just asked, as I asked with K Diddy and myself, is material success the only success that matters? Is material success the only success that matters? Because we're in the society that we're living in, we're driven towards success. But material success always overshadows everything else. You know, I come in the house and I'm able to hand you $100 or $200 and you overlook my shortcomings, while my bigger brother comes in the house and he just left the temple or wherever he's coming from, his self-improvement group, and he wants to share a word, a positive feeling, a positive vibration with you. Which one gets more attention? That's a simple, common question. Which one would we give the time of day, or would we be like, man, go on with that bullshit, man? I ain't on no kumbaya moment. Ain't no harin de calm going on. You know, I got to go spend this cheese. Is that truly what we've come to as we're striving for something in life? Do we regard ourselves as nothing just because we don't have the Bentley or, you know, the Chrysler 300 and we're still driving a Honda Accord or a Kia, but it's getting us from where we need to be and we are on a path to success? Are we patient enough to let destiny unfold, or are we trying to take it into our hands? As we look around the neighborhoods we grew up in, or the hood as we like to call it, I want to put this out there to my younger brothers and sisters, because I'm about the upcoming generation. Once you've crossed over 25 years old, you are paving the way for the younger generation. You're no longer young. And that's where all my time and effort goes into it, to the young, is how much of your soul are you willing to sell for just a small measure of success? Look around you at all the hustlers and stuff and see if you're the same people from 5, 6, 7 years ago, or there's a whole new batch. Hustling in the streets is a come-up. It's not a career. I want you all to lodge that into your mind, into your soul, and remember that. We're trying to give you jewels on this program. Hustling is not a career. It is a come-up. But because we got to do what we got to do at times when you're hungry and ain't too much else coming your way in the neighborhoods we're from. Another question I want to throw out there is, why is it that anywhere that is Chocolate City predominantly has so many issues? Why can't we build as a chocolate nation? And we're not excluding everybody. I'm talking about we're putting too many divisions amongst ourselves. We can't achieve success as a nation if we are divided. There's this city right now in Michigan somewhere, I forgot the name of it, where they're basically having rolling blackouts right now because it's a chocolate city and it's broke. So they're shutting off all the streetlights. They're setting brothers up for failure. That is definitely nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, strive for something in your life. The first thing I want to encourage you to strive for is self-pride. The first thing I want to encourage you to strive for is self-worth, self-esteem. These words that build an individual to deal with the world, because the world is going to come at you with some bullshit. And if you achieve material success, be wise enough to understand the moment that you're in and help those deserving of your help, because some people don't want your help. They just want to latch on to your coattail and just ride it out. But the moment you be like, dog, you can't come up in here every day. You got to do something for yourself. I'm trying to give you something. I'm trying to do something for you. They ain't trying to hear that. You can't be successful, as K. Diddy said earlier, you know, it's lonely at the top. It's a very true statement. But to be lonely at the top may be a truthful statement, but it's also something you can do something about, because you have an advantage. You have an advantage since you've made it to the top to say, okay, let me reach out to those in need. So sometimes it's not even those that know you. It could be the local community center. It could be the Salvation Army. It could be a homeless program. It could be a shelter for battered women program. Reach out. Make sure that your success bless others. Life is like a garden. When you come in and you planted your seeds and you now reap the rewards of planting these seeds, share the wealth a little bit with those who are deserving. And I keep repeating the word deserving, because there's some people who, it don't make no sense you give them, because they don't want to fish. They want you to keep feeding them every day while you're trying to teach them how to fish. Ain't that right, K. Diddy?
I just want to know how do you determine who's deserving? Because everybody looks like they're deserving.
Well, that's a really good question, and that comes back to what I said before. Sometimes it's not even anybody you know. Sometimes it's somebody who's down on their luck at you. Sometimes you're better off trying to help strangers, because those you know have a personal bond with you and they have a sense of entitlement. But if
There go that word entitlement.
Yeah, they do. Oh, I'm your brother. I'm your cousin. I'm your baby mama. I'm your homeboy from way back, just like Similac. I'm entitled to some of this. Nah. Deserving is somebody who's fighting for their own life. That is somebody, that's my definition of deserving. Somebody, you go down to a program and they're in, you have 10 single mothers in the class who are taking classes, learning how to fill out resumes and stuff of that nature, but the class needs a financial donation to keep going. A class where a drug addict is fighting for his sobriety. Those are people that are deserving when they're fighting for their life. Even your friend, you know he's been through some ups and downs. It could be your brother. He started a company, it went on, and now he's struggling, and he's trying to get back. He's trying to work towards. He don't want you to come and just bail him out, but he's like, look, man, I just need, like, you know, 6 months. I'm putting the work. I'm going to take the necessary steps to turn this venture around. And you look at him, and you see it in his eyes. Not somebody talking about, you know, well, look, dog, you know, I use up my money on the new Jordans. Just go on and pay my cell phone bills for me and kick my car notes up. You know you got it. You know you got it. We've all had those moments. Mm. Yes, we have. You got to fight for this life. That is what, to get to success, you got to work for that. Whether it's hustling, pimping, college education, night school, getting your first GED, getting your first job, whatever it is, you got to take those baby steps to get to your success, because you're not entitled to it. So nothing comes to a sleeper but dreams, man. When you have those dreams, you got to get up and bring that dream into actuality and turn that actuality into a reality. Yeah, that was deep right there. That's real profound. I got profound, kid. Did you hear that?
That was profound.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We got a sense of humor on here. But like I said, we present this show as our therapy. This is where we come talk about things pertaining to life, pertaining to us. We're all floating on the same boat. each one of us may just be in a different part of the ship or whatever. We got to work this thing out. We got to keep pushing through. From something to nothing. The other day, I was talking to K. Diddy, and he reminded me of something. Because I'm like, you know, K. Diddy, I'm getting into all this community activism and political activism. I'm becoming a humanist, a philanthropist. I'm working on all these things. How am I still going to stay true to Pretty Tony? Because at times I don't feel like I should use that word anymore. And he was like, that's your foundation. That's where you're from. That's who you are. Why shouldn't Pretty Tony be able to kick knowledge? And those words meant a lot to me. They were jewels to me in that moment.
We all are products of our environment, you know, and I guess sooner we accept that, then that's when change takes place. Change takes place from acceptance. A lot of us try to run from who we are and try to be somebody else, and that's why we walk around confused. We're not even being true to ourselves. You know, if you're not true to yourself, who can you be true to?
Absolutely, and that is one of the ways I measure success. When you understand yourself, when you understand the moment that you're in, sometimes you need to understand the position that you're in. So materialistically, I may not be a millionaire, but I like to call myself an MIT, a millionaire in training. But I understand the moment that I'm in, and I understand the position I'm in. And I understand that this podium that I have to use it to make sure I'm spreading knowledge and not ignorance. I feel as though too many of us that get a small window of opportunity or a large window of opportunity engage in the growth of ignorance. I'm engaged in the growth of intelligence. I'm engaged in the growth of I'm engaged in spreading knowledge because the generation coming after me has to understand their moment and the position and what defines them. And it's not always material. You see what I'm saying? It is not always material success that's important. Sometimes you have to have success in your family. You have to have success in your soul. You have to have success in your mind so that you can build yourself. There's an old saying that goes, a fool and his money are soon parted. And that is an absolutely Midas golden rule. For anybody who's going to check the archives out, or anybody listening to us online, a fool and his money is soon parted. Because you don't understand the concept of what you have. You don't understand the true definition of success. Because you can become the richest man in the world, but when you depart this dimension, you can't take it with you. What did you do with that wealth? Becomes the question. How did it impact this life?
I don't know, man. I think I want to buy me some a couple of giraffes and shit, you know.
And if you're deserving of a couple of giraffes, you should do that because probably by being with you, those giraffes will have a better life. But at the same time, do like Michael Jackson did. Shout out to my man. Share that giraffe with others. Bring joy to some kids. Have them come ride the rides out in your front yard. Don't take them in your bedroom. But share that joy with somebody else. That's called giving back. Bring up a couple cancer patients who probably never had a chance in their life to see the giraffe.
I was really thinking about starting another business, man. I was thinking about racing giraffes. No.
Well, I'm not going to knock your dream, brother. If that is what you believe your calling is, that's your quest to success, go ahead. Give that raising the giraffe a chance. Just make sure you study your demographics.
and understand where you got it, how much it takes to take care of giraffes, and if you have a customer base that's going to need giraffes. Because I wouldn't want you being stuck with 5, 10, 15, 20 giraffes, man.
Well, I'd probably be the only guy on the block that had some, so I would be successful.
You'd be ghetto fabulous, right?
I would be successful in the knowledge knowing that I was the only guy in the block that had 5 custom giraffes.
And on that note, I will leave K. Diddy in his madness for a moment. We're going to take a quick little musical break. Stick and stay. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday. The Can I Play Us Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy, and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing, and keep it funky, and keep it locked. Can I Play Us Play?
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act.
Welcome to here, my dear. Who am I? I'm Terrence Martin. No, not Terrence. Not Terrence. Terrence Martin. Oh, that's Overdose over there, baby. Oh, him with the PF? That's Wiz Khalifa. Yeah.
You know I'm high, so I die when I roll through. Walk right past you, nigga, I don't know. Brought a couple G's and my niggas all G's. I'm just really trying to see what a couple of these hoes do. Got a bottle in my hand and a blunt too. Little model act bad, but she want to. Heard I got ends, yeah, that money I spend. Some of it, she got friends and she rolling, they can come through. Yeah, but don't say shit. Love how your ass moves like an earthquake. Hit cushion, my love, I'm higher than a spaceship. Different color diamonds in my chain on some spaceship. You should be drinking to fill your cup. Don't know about you, but me, I'm getting fucked up. And this thing's so high, I need them to go. I'ma have me a bad little bitch in my truck. Yeah.
Ooh, since I don't know what else to say, I guess I'll just roll up another
Pretty than my chucks on. Looking for a bad bitch so I can get sucked on. Need me a champion, shorty gotta win. Drinking all night, no matter what I gotta spend. Homie, I get high so a nigga just sends it. And I'm real flat so my hoes are expensive. I'm a young guy, getting dumb riches. So I don't got time for the hood rap bitches. Yeah, see how I ball, no fade away. These yellow diamonds in my trunk, why the haters hate? Them hoes fight for your boy like Flavor Flav. Take you home, bend you over like a paper plate. You look good in your outfit. I'm trying to see how that thing looks when you're out of it. I'm gonna live how I live, take a bad little bitch to the crib. Yeah.
Ooh, since I don't know what else to say, I guess I just roll up another one.
Don't wear fitted tone, boy, cause my throat too big like Goku. But I keep a bitch on my team with an ass so big that her jeans wears like a bow suit. And she with the function, so you could probably poke too. Baby, leave your weed at home, cause we don't smoke boot. Bless me with some dope while I roll too. And I'ma stroke that thing like a real don't supposed to. Yeah.
Since I don't know what else to say, I guess I'll just roll up another one.
Paris Martin, Overdose, and with Khalifa. Man, the flame on one. Mr. Kenneth Crosser in the road. Go.
That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes when you ain't got nothing else to say, roll another one up, you know. whatever it is, a burrito, you know, a tostada, whatever it is that you roll up, you know, tobacco and cigarette paper, for those who enjoy those, you know, some medicinal marijuana, you know, whatever it is, roll one up. Whatever floats your boat. Here on Can a Player Play, we don't judge. Welcome back to the show. Your boy, Pretty Tony, we're getting down into the last 4 minutes of the show. We're always glad to have you, everybody that listens to us live, all the folks in the archives, stuff of that nature. We're glad you're still rolling with us after all these years as we try to present a show to you with meaning, with purpose to it, a little therapy session between you and your boys. You know how we do. K. Diddy, you know they love you, man. Say
That's
something
right.
real special for them.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Seems like everything I think I say is special, but that's just me. I guess that's just that sardines and cottage cheese and hot sauce that I eat every day. But
now, you know what? Today I was told I'm a bit narcissistic, but that statement right there lets me know I ain't nowhere near narcissistic, brother. You got issues, man. How can everything you say be special, brother?
Well, special people say special things. Come on now. Did I have to really point that out?
And there are some people who ask the question, since the door is wide open, what is your definition of special? Did you ride on the little yellow bus with a helmet? Why are you special, sir?
Well, because I did ride on the yellow bus, but I was on top of the bus. Therefore, I always felt that I was on top of most people, you know, but that was just from early on. But I always prided myself on trying to think about the things that most people don't think about.
Okay. And there it is. Special brothers say special things. And as we're having this special moment at this very special time, I want to let us, our listening audience out there know how very special we think y'all are. Hopefully we come on here to promote thought, to increase the thought, the processing of thought, so you'll look around yourself and see better ways to not only improve yourself, as I look around myself and try to find ways to improve myself. We hope the universe keeps on to bless you, and if whatever was wrong yesterday becomes right today, and if it ain't, pray for a better tomorrow. That's how we going to roll on that one.
Yep.
For all you dream killers and you haters out there, y'all really need to get a life. But personally, I consider y'all motivation. I know K. Diddy does, because he says if you ain't got haters, you ain't doing something right.
That's true.
So there it is. Go ahead, brother.
I was just going to say, hate on me. It's all right.
And if you can Google him to hate on him, too. Oh, that is funny. Google my man if you need somebody to hate.
We will accept it.
Straight up. As always, thank the good folks at www.worldmovement.com for sponsoring the show this week. Check your boy out. Follow your boy on Twitter, SELASSIESON, Selassie Son, at Selassie Son on Twitter. You know, go to Amazon, grab copies of the book, keep up with the movement. You know how we do. Players University, SYGU, and we out. You know it's a world movement thing, and we're going to go out with a world movement vibe right here. Keep cash.
Keep it good. My chick good. So good. We like bruh. Me and that chick stayed in some trouble. Hey. Yep. That's my gutter woman. Yeah. And you bet not mess with. For real, you ain't real kinfolk, I don't mess with. Yeah. Out of line, she gon' deal with. Let's make a toast to all the real women. Hey. That's my chick, yeah.